כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So this week is Parshas Korach, and in this week's Parshah we learn about Trumas HaMaisos and Trumas Maiso, Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. And the discussion we will have today is a sugya I think I never really discussed at length and in depth in public, but it's a fascinating sugya. It is one of those sugyas that one cannot really reach clear conclusions and decisions halacha lemaisa, because there are so many sources and many of them seem to be contradictory, but still it's a fascinating sugya. Truma bizman hazeh, shviyas bizman hazeh, derabonon perek aleph, I think it's halacha chavov, the last halacha perek aleph ilchas truma, as the Rambam clearly writes, Truma bizman hazeh, and all the other mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz bizman hazeh derabonon, do they have a din of sveika derabonon lekula, or maybe not? Are we machmer b'truma bizman hazeh as if it would be min haTorah, or is it like any other derabonon? Many sources lekan ulechan, but let me start off with a historical overview. Two of the great Gedolim that were extremely instrumental and active in laying the groundwork and the framework, B'Yishuv HaChodosh, 70, 80, 90 years ago, when waves of immigration came to Eretz Yisrael, and the Gedolim really needed to define and determine our approach to the various mitzvahs at Luyas Moritz, the Pesh Pesach Frank and the Chazanish. And in many different halachas they had different opinions and different attitudes. One of them I will share with you. So one of the big problems was Trumas HaMaisos. If you want to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Trumas HaMaisos, you need to throw away 1% of the produce of the field. Why 1%? Truma Gedolah is not important. It's not significant in the financial aspect, because chito achas poteres esakri. Maiser is 10%. But maaser is muter azor, so it's not a problem. Anybody can eat maaser. But trumas maaser is 1% of the produce, and it's oser azor, oser betuma, and therefore you need to actually throw away 1%. The farmers couldn't afford throwing away 1%. So many different bodies need to make a profit on fruits and vegetables. The farmers, the distributors, the wholesalers, the retailers, the stores. 1% is a lot to throw away. And the farmers weren't willing to do so. Reb Hesh Pesach Frank comes up with a spark of genius in Har Tzvi Zrom Chedek Alef Simakuf Zayin, and he says, based on the Gemara, Beit Zedalad Amid Beis, Eim Evatel Nesel Lechatchila, Ised Rabbonon Muta Levatel Lechatchila. Yodah Dei Atzadik Dazvav, the Psak is, even in Ised Rabbonon, Osa Levatel. But many Poiskim, and the Rambam Beroishim say, Ised Rabbonon She'en Loikim in HaTorah, Muta Levatel Lechatchila. So Reb Hesh Pesach Frank suggested in Har Tzvi, 1% is Trumas Maisa, but Maisa, Trumas is Botel B'Yechad Omeya. So we need to take a very small part of that 1%, a tenth of a percent, even less, throw it away, dispose of it. And the rest is Botel B'Yechad Omeya. V'mutel avatel eselech atchile b'derabon sheinu wikim en atayra. That was Reb Hesh Pesach's spark of genius. Chazanish totally disagrees, as we find in Chazanish Demai, Ted Zayin, Yud Zayin. He doesn't mention the Pesh Pesach. He never does. However, he relates to his psak, and he disagrees, and he says, "Truma bizman hazeh dinoi kidiyoraisa." And here's a powerful argument. The entire source of Ein Mevatlan Issa Lachatchila is in Masechet Trumas. There is no other source in the Mishnah. Perekei Mishnah Tes Masechet Trumas. And the Chazanish wants to prove from a Gemara in Psochim. Stam Trume Bizmana Mishnah is Trume Bizmana Zeh, which is the Rabbanim. Because the Mishnah was compiled, the Achachor Mabayis. And if the Mishnah says, Legabi Trumas, Eimavatan Selechatchila proves, even Tramit Trumas Bismanaze, Asur Levatel Lechatchila. And the Chazanish analyzes the Rambam. Perek Yud Gimel, Alochi Yud, Alochi Yud Alef. Let me read to you these two Alochas. So Trumas Shenofra Lepochas Mamei Achulim. ונופלו חולן אחר למה שסיפו על מאה. אם בשוג יגרי זה אוי לביחוד המאה, ואם במאה זה דרי הכל מדומה. שאין מבטלן איסר תוירו לכתחילו. אין מבטלן איסר תוירו לכתחילו. וכאן זה נשאז, is the Rambam dealing with Trumah Deoraisa or Trumah Derabbanan? Trumah בזמן הזה דרבנן. The Rambam clearly says, as I quoted before, סוף פרק ערב בתרומס, Trumah בזמן הזה דרבנן. And the Rambam writes, "Ei mevatlen isatari lechatchila." Halacha Yud Alef. Trumas chutzlos muter levatla berov. Why? Because it's only drabanon. So the Rambam clearly says, "Trumas chutzlos ein lo ikar min haTorah muter levatel." Trumas etzisul even bisman hazeh asur levatel. That is the opinion of the Chazanish, and the Chazanish goes over this again, Likutei Zeroim Simen Yud Aleph. But it's not clear what he's relating to in that Simen in Likutei Yud Aleph. Shevet and Levi, Harav Vosna, Chelik Beisim Reish Yutes. I never really understood why Reish Yutes is printed at the very end of the Sefer, after the Mafteches. Sefer ends Reish Yutes, after the Mafteches. And Rav Ozna says, I just want to explain the background of the Chazanish. Zroim Lekutim Yud Alef. It was a letter written to me. And Rav Ozna shares what he asked the Chazanish and what the Chazanish answered. Rav Ozna had an extremely powerful argument against the Chazanish. Yored Deyokuf Chof Alef. Yoredei Kuf Chofanav is Dine Hag'ola Hechsher Keilim. And we learn there, Kli Cheres, Yevsha Lachshiro. Eine Yoitze Medei Dofno Li Yoylem. So if a Kli Cheres is Balea Issa, you need to dispose of it, you need to throw it away. However, Truma, which is the Rabbonon, Magila Gimel Po'omim V'dayoi. That's what the Tur brings in the name of the Bala Itur. Both the Bach and the Bisyasef explain, Trume bismanaze, ein lo ikam an atoyre, and therefore even a Klicheres you could be magil. The Bach wants to say, Trume schutzlots, yes lo ikam an atoyre. Trume bismanaze, ein lo ikam an atoyre. And that is the opposite of what the Chazanish wants to prove from the Rambam, that I explained just a moment ago. The Chazanish responds by saying, "Ein ledamois divrei chachomim ze lo ze." And even though we are makel b'trumah bezman hazeh lagabe hagolas klei cheres, doesn't mean we be makel lagabe ein mevatlen nisa lachatchila. Ein ledamois. And this brings us to the discussion of sveikus. So when the Chazanish argues or disputes Reb Hesh Pesach Frank, it's not about Sofek. Do we say Sveika de Rabon al Kula, or is it Sveika de Urais al Chomra? No. It's about Ein Mevatlin. But the Chazanish in two different sources, Shvi Eschov Beis Aleph, Maseres Zayin Tezvav, Chazanish deals with Sveikas, and he says, Trume Bizman is the Lechumre, Sveika Lechumre, Velo Lekula. And the same Shvias Bizman is the Shvias Chav Beis, he deals, he has a machlokes with the Beis of Shulchan. The Yushalmi Bereish Orla has a suffix, Ilan Bitoch Abayis. Yes, but Shvias Oyem Beshvias. Beis of Shulchan says, Shvias Bizman is the Rabbonin, and therefore Sveika Lekula. Chazanish says, Ikamana Teira Sveika Lechumre. Master Simen Zayin is a very famous Chazanish. Chazanish feels everybody should be mafish Tumas Amaisis v'beisoy. Torcha de Advom, he says, why aren't we makel? Sofik Tumas Amaisis sveike de Rabbonan. Yesh lo wikim an atoyle v'sveike lo chumram. Where do we find in Shas b'chlal that there's a difference between the Rabbonan she yesh lo wikim an atoyle and the Rabbonan she'in lo wikim an atoyle? Chazanish writes in his letter to Rav Ozna, it's only once in Shas Gittin Samechei. I think it's twice also in Brochas Nun Beis in the Beis. Brochas Nun Beis, the Gemara deals with Dina Netivis Yedayim Mutav Letamois Tumis Yedayim the Rabbona Shein Lo Yikim Anatoyra Voloi Tumis Oichon Shies Lo Yikim Anatoyra. Gittin Samechei, the Gemara says Kot Nein Lo Kinyan. However, Agabe Ruvich Hatzeis and Shetufa Mavois, we could do Ali Deiktana because the Rabbanon. The Gemara asks, call the Tikkun Rabbanon, can the Uraisa Tikkun? And the Gemara answers, Hana Mila Beyes Luikim and Atoira. Ain't Luikim and Atoira, we don't say, can the Uraisa Tikkun? And at the Hemshech of that very same Sugya, Trome Bizman Hazah, where Mekel Ain't Luikim and Atoira, Lokidibe Chazanish. Chazanish says once again, Ain't Ledamais. Chazanish also tries to explain that the very concept of Yesh Lo Ikim and HaTorah and Ein Lanu HaTorah is not concrete. It's very fluid. Because it's not a major sugya in Shas. And that's an important comment as we move forward. So I brought two gemaras that were more makel, but Ein Lo Ikim and HaTorah than Yesh Lo Ikim and HaTorah. And now I want to share with you three tesis in that were machmir v'trumi bizman hazeh, as if it would be d'oraisa. Number one is lagabe Eim Avat Lanisa Lechatchila, Beitzadat Dalad Omed Beis tesis, Erevin Lamed Beis Omed Aleph. The Gemara deals with the sugya, Chazuk HaShliach Oysa Shlichuto. And the Gemara says, by the Uraisa, we're not Soymech, and this Chazoka by the Rabbona, we are. Toysa says, Turma Bizman Azeh, like the Uraisa, we're not Soymech. Erem and Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Legavi the Machloikas Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. And the Gemara says, by the Uraisa, Ein Breira, by the Rabbona, Yesh Breira. And Toysa once again says, Turma Bizman Azeh, has it in the Uraisa, Ein Breira. Does that have to do with Suffolk? Maybe it does. So why do we say b'diuraisa ein breira b'derboni yesh breira? There are two different approaches. Shagis Aryeh Simen Tzadik Chubse b'kivega chadosh Zorachayim Simen Hei brings the Shagis Aryeh and he says he's right, and there's a Rai from the Ran and Gittin Chofei Medapei Masechta Yud Beizom Medbeiz Medapei Arif Tzmash Mein Ran. The reason diuraisa ein breira is because veki diuraisa lechumra. That's the same reason why the Rabbona Yesh Breira is fake the Rabbona Lekula. However, the Yamshe Shloime, the Mashal Bavakame Pirkei Simen Yud Beis, clearly says, has nothing to do with Suffolk. B'diuraisa Ein Breira, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, B'diuraisa Yesh Breira, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. So it can be Mishlem Sveke the Rabbona Lekula. So according to the Ran, Rabbi Kiveg and Shagasadi, we have proof that Truma Bizman Azeh, Sveke Lechumra. But according to the Yamshe Shloime and the Chazonish, has the same opinion as the Yamshe Shloime, Demai, Tet, Chof Aleph, we have no proof from this sugi. The fundamental question, Truma Bizman Hazeh, Sveika Lechumra or Lechumra, is a huge discussion hundreds of years before the Peish Pesach Frank and the Chazonish. Goes way back. Mishnah Amelech Trumah Zayin Yud Zayin has an Arichus Mefleges, a very lengthy discussion, and he says exactly what the Chazanish says. Trumah Bizman Hazeh Sveika Lechumra Yesh Lo Ikim and HaTorah. However, he seems somewhat to contradict himself from Pchoides Dalet Aleph. And in Megillah Aleph, Yud Aleph, Besesev quotes the Mabit. This is an interesting question. It's Hilchas Megillah. Ayurasam Sepukos, did they have a Choyma via Mesh Yeshua Ben Nun or not? Read 2 days. Yudarad and Tesvav without a Brocha. And the question is, why wouldn't we say Sveka de Rabbonon Akola? So he's Potter both days. Because Megillah is de Rabbonon. So the Mishnah Melech quotes the Mabit. The Mabit says, every Jew in every community needs to read the Megillah someday, either Yudalad or Tezvav. So you can't patter both days because Sveka de Rabbonon Akola, because it's Trei Kula de Satrei Ahadoda. We find a similar question in the Ran Sechet Psochim, Perikai V'Psochim. When the Gemara says there's a Machloikis, which of the two cases do we need Haseba? 1 and 2 or 3 and 4? So the Gemara says, because we don't know, and that's why we do Haseba both. And the Ran says, if we have a suffix, Sveka de Rabbonon Lakula. And the Ran is the first one to answer and to explain. Everybody agrees that we need a Seva by two cases. And we can't say Sveka de Rabbonon Lakula if the result will be that we won't have a Seva, neither 1, 2, or 3, 4. That's a Tarata de Satra. Same idea as we find by Megillah. But the Mishnah Melech quotes the Mabit. If not for this word, we would say Sveka de Rabbonon Akola. We don't say Shvias v'zman hazeh yesh liyekem min ha-toyro, and it is as if min ha-toyro. Shuvas Masham Chelek Alef Ayin Beis. Sham deals with the question of Halacha L'maaseh. A big mishloach of Esrogim arrived from Eretz Yisrael. Every box had a Kasher certificate, Hufreshu Tumas HaMaaseh Kedin, except one box. And the Masham says it's a Sofek. Maybe the Mashgiach didn't realize and he did not take off Tumas HaMaaseh. Or maybe just the certificate got lost somewhere along the way. The Masham wants to be maker because Tumas Bizman Hazeh Darabonim, but then he says the Mishnah Melech is Machmir by Tumas Bizman Hazeh, and therefore one should be Machmir. Going back 200 years before the Mishnah Melech, Tshuvas Marashdam, Yoredei Kuf Tzadik Beis, Sveike de Rabbonon Lakula Betrume Bezman Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Alef Sif Yud Alef Lagabe Breira. Shach Shin Lamed Sif Kot Nches Lagabe Sofek Chala. Bach Even Ezer Kuf Nun Vav. When there's a question, who is this child? Who was his father? Was he a Kohen or not a Kohen? Bach says, Truma Bizman Hazeh de Rabbonon, so we would be Mekel. So we have Gedolei Olam, Marashdam, Beis Yosef, Bach, Shach, all say, Truma Bizman Hazeh de Rabbonon, Sveike de Rabbonon, Lekula. Shin Chof Hei Sif Alev is another halacha. There's a boy in Yerushalmi, Tavle She'en Balevazvis. Is there Tziruf Kli, or there is no Tziruf Kli? We find a similar sugya in the Bavli. Shach says Siv Koten Beis. Chala Bezman Hazeh Rabbonon, Sveka de Rabbonon Lakula. Shach Lishitosa. So as we see, there are many sources, and it is virtually impossible to give a psak. The very concept of Yesh lo ike min ha-toyro, Ein lo ike min ha-toyro, is very fluid. There's so many different nuances and dakus. Regarding Tumas HaMaaseh, 3 different questions. Trumah Bizman Hazeh, Trumas Peres is a machloikis whether it's manatoir or not. Trumas Yedek L'Kulal Mederabonon is that you find as there's a manatoir. Trumas Chutzarts Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. So as I mentioned before, Beis Yosef Bach, Kuf Chof Alef B'Yoredeya, say, Trumah Bizman Hazeh Ein Lo'ike Min HaToyro. Chazanish wants a proof. Trumah Zchus Lo'os Ein Lo'ike, Trumah Bizman Hazeh Yesh Lo. But in the Bach, it's Mavu Al Hefech. There is room to argue, Tumas Peiris, Tumas Manazet, Tumas Chutzlarz, as Eshay Kumar Torah. Because at the very same time, you have Tumas Diurais and Eretz Yisrael. You have Tumas Diurais and Dogon Tirash Vietzor. Tumas Manazet, there is no Tumas Diurais, and therefore maybe it's easier. Maybe it's more Lohoka. Maybe it's Eshay Kumar Torah. Gzeres, Ikemanatoyer or not. Toysav the Zorach of Dalad says, Chav Beizum Adalav says regarding Melechas Chalamoyed, Gzero to Shabbos Yomtev, and therefore Ikemanatoyer. And I don't get it. All Isurim that are born on Gzeres, there is no other reason for Chum to ask anything if not a Gzera in the context of a Susiag Letoyerah. Maybe there's a difference between Chalamoid, because Chalamoid Menator is Mekroi Kodesh. There's a mitzvah diuraisa of Simcha. Chalamoid has Kedusha just like Shabbos Yom Tov has Kedusha, and therefore it is more reasonable to say that this Gzeira is Ikar Menator, but not all the other Gzeiras. And then there's a different concept which we call diuraisa shenes galgel lederabonon. And I want to give a few brief examples. And it's a diuraisa. This battle berav. But one of those dvorim she'ena betelem berav, beria, dovar choshuv, isure hanoa. But it's only me the rabbona that all these aren't battle berav. So it's a diuraisa she'nes galgal the rabbona. Originally, it was a sveika diuraisa, and it's a diuraisa. Lachashu battle berav, it becomes an isa the rabbona. Klisha bola isar ene ben yoimoy. Ene ben yoimoy is only instead of bola gzero to ben yoimoy. Dam shebishloi. Isa dam menatere, dam shebishloi derabonam. It is these cases that we define as isa deraisa shenes galgale derabonam. And that is also a huge discussion with many sources, lakan ulakan. What is the din of an istidiraisishin is galgal deraban? So what I try to explain in the past few minutes is just the complexity, even in the very fundamental definitions. What is idarabonash yeshluikamanatayra? And what is the din of idarabonash yeshluikamanatayra? And we touched upon so many sugyas. And above and beyond all those specific halachas, do we say sveke derabonan lekul? Because at the end of the day, trome bisman hazeh derabonan, or are we machmir besvekes? I think after this presentation, this shiur, one could appreciate what I said at the beginning of the shiur. This is not a suffix yesh biyudeinu lahachriya. So many different sources and so many contradictions. The Chazanish himself, three places he writes, Trumbe bismana zed dinoi kidiuraisa. Soiser divrei atzmoi. In two different sources. Chof Aleph Yud Zayin. The Chazanish deals with a suffix in Isor Avoides Ha'oretz Vehu Ilonois. There are so many sveikas in these halachas. So the Chazanish says, we are maker because it's a suffix betray the Rabbonon. One the Rabbonon is Shvias Bezman as the Rabbonon. And we're dealing with Avoides She'inam Asurois Elom the Rabbonon. So in this Chazanish we see, he's Metzaref Shvias Bezman as the Rabbonon to make a trade the Rabbonon. I don't think it's an argument, and not necessarily a stira. Because the base Shmuel, and this is a big chiddush, even as a chofches nun beis, dealing with the sugi of hamekadesh esu isha bechite kur denaisa, trei derabonon, chometz noikshe, shochamishis, base Shmuel says, trei derabonon is always defined as ein loy ikar manatoyra. We do find the concept the Rabbon Sheshua Kamatayr, but if it's Trey the Rabbonan, it is more distance, more remote, and it is always defined as Ein Lo Yekamanatayr. I still think there's a stira in Chazanish. Shvias, Yud, Simen Yud, Ois Yud Gimel. regarding Domei Shvius. Shvius tefeses Domeo. Chazanish writes, we're Mekel because Shvius bizman hazeh derabbanan. So we have Stiras in Moshe Melech. We have Stiras in Chazanish. And so many different sources. But the sugya is a fascinating one. And I have a fundamental feeling. It's just a feeling. Some of the chumras that we find in Chazanish mitzvahs that we as Boretz, I think the Chazanish had a hashkofa. Kulis are for the individual, but we cannot base our presence in Eretz Yisrael and our attitude to mitzvahs that we as Boretz al smach b'di'eved. B'di'eved is for coincidence. Shasat Chak is for the individual. We need to develop and work out a system that as a community, as a people, as a nation, we could be Makayim Mitzvahs Atluyis Boretz Lechatchila in their purest form. Mitzvah Mina Mufchar. And that is why he was not happy about the Pesach suggestion that we should be Mavatl. All the Trumas Meisen in the State of Israel rely that it's a Rabbon Shayla Kumaratoira, Muta Lavata Lachatchila. I think the Chazanish had some Ruchnius Dike view, and he said, this is not right. We waited 2,000 years to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Atluyis Boretz. We want to do them Lachatchila without relying on Shasat Chak and Bediyeved. That is why I fundamentally understand the approach of the Chazanish. Because the Chazanish was aware of these dilemmas and these contradictions and the very important sources that are mekel betruma bizman hazeh kechol isse derabonon, and some of these important sources we just quoted and dealt with. I think that every year I share with you the same idea on Parshas Korach, because it's hard to speak about anything else in this parasha. Anything else but how bad, how dangerous, how detrimental machloikas is for Beis Yisroel. So Rashi brings, when the entire Eder was swallowed up in the belly of the earth and destroyed, Kamakusha Oncha Shemachloikas. Bezen Shemata, don't punish a person till he's 20 years of age. Bezen Shemata, 13 and up. Even children pay the price. How do we understand that? Rav Chaim Vital in Likutei Torah quotes his great Rabbi Ari HaKodesh on the Pasuk, Yepola Memchen Dovor, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Negen Anega, Bein Din Ladin. That he brings a Medrash, Shalu Anch Malachi Ashoros as HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the angels asked HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you gave us a Torah, and you did not perform your own mitzvahs. And these questions were asked by the Malachim in the days of Chorban Habayis. Atu amarto, v'shofach hazdomah v'chisoh abofa, v'lo kiyamta domam nishpach kamayim v'ein kover. You gave us a mitzvah, oyser es benoit, lo yser shchato b'yom echod, and you didn't be mekayim this mitzvah, because Tzidkiyo HaMelech and his children were murdered in the same day. Ato marto opinos abayis, and only then v'roa koinas anega. First you take everything out of the house. And the Mishnah and the Goyim explains why. Torechos al klei cheres. Klei matres, gold and silver, you could be toivel. Klei schuches, you could be toivel. But klei cheres ein lem tahara b'miklo. And therefore the Torah says, first take all the vessels out of the house to salvage them from tumas oihel. Those are the questions Malach HaShulis asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Medrash doesn't say what the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered. Maybe he didn't answer at all. He doesn't need to answer. But the Riyah Kodesh does answer. And the answer is, Divrei Rivois Bishorech. Where is Machloikis? There is absolutely no manifestation of Midas Rachamim. And those mitzvahs are somewhat an expression of Rachamim. So yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't perform his mitzvahs, and that is because Divrei Rivois B'Shorech, and that is why even children pay the price. Kivan she'nitne reshus lemashchus lehashchus enoy ma'avchin bin toiv l'ra, doesn't differentiate between children and adults. So how far and to what extreme do we need to go to enhance Shalom B'Yisrael and to steer clear from Machloikis? Hanelovim v'yena molovim shomach haposim v'yena meshivin aleim akos avoyim eva ohav av kitzes ha-shemesh v'gveros edeshvus Yaakov Orvins, a beautiful pshat, and he wasn't aware that this pshat is already found in Toises Arosh and a Meiri Yavom Espeites and in Gittin Lamed Vav. And it's a beautiful thought. The very first Din Torah in history was not between two mortals, two human beings, but rather between heavenly bodies. And the Levona comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Ein Shnei Malocha Misham Shemekes Arecho, it's either me or he. It's either me or the Son. What did the Son respond? I don't think he said anything. It's not found in Chazal. My feeling is that the Son says, what is he talking about? Who are the Shnei Malochim? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, him and you. And the Shemesh is taken aback and he's astounded. He says, I'm a king? I never saw myself as a king. I thought I'm a servant, not a king. So the Shemesh didn't respond. The Shemesh was men and I love him vein and malvin. And that is a promise throughout the ages. Whenever one will be, Kodesh Baruch will fight for you. You don't need to do it yourself on your own. You should just be happy with what you have. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the bizyonis. They're all kaporas avoinis. So I said an interesting, and to me it is a very appealing pshat in Rashi this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach, Boiker v'yoyd Hashem es ha-shaloi. And Rashi says, Im atu yochal lafach boiker l'erev, v'erev l'boiker atu yochal lachlak al zeh. And my suggestion would be, Kodesh Baruch Hu iktin et erech, igdil et shemesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach, if you could turn things upside down, tagdil et erech v'tagdil et shemesh, and then night will become day, and day will become night. But you can't do that because the Kodesh Baruch Hu already decided 6,000 years ago, and that is a promise to all those ohavav ketzeis Hashemesh b'gvirosa. Loi motzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha liyisrael elo ha-shalom. Talmid ha-chachom en Rav Meshulam Yoyram, she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu yezreinu l'man kvod shemoy. We shall always be one of those Talmid ha-chachom en ha-mar b'Meshulam Yoyram. And it is chis of shalom b'yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Mevaser toiv, mevaser sholem. Eliyahu Hanavi, b'Yeshua Selomim, b'Biyas Goel Tzedek, b'Mehero v'Yomeinu. Amen.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen, mechakeh lecha b'kol halashon. 03-617-1111